Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's Donuts.
Blind date with the Chancellor. We had oysters and dry lancers. And the check when it arrived, we went Dutch, 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 Dutch. A redder shade of neck on a whiter shade of trash. And this emery board is giving me a rash. I'm flat out. You're so beautiful to look at when you cry. Freeze. Don't move. You've been chosen as an extra in the movie adaptation.
right. That was Parquet Courts with their from their 2013 album called Light Up Gold, the song Borrowed Time. Very nice. That song goes out to Ryan Rosell, who used to be DJ here and president, and it was his birthday earlier this week. He lives in Germany right now. Hopefully he'll come back to visit soon, but not quite yet. It's been a while, Ryan. He's a big fan of that band. I still regret not being able to go see them at the Biltmore May 24th of last year. Parquet Courts played with the Naomi Punk and Tough Age. Haven't seen them yet, and it tears me up inside. Parquet Courts have another album coming or a EP coming out soon, and they are touring, but no plans to come to Vancouver just yet. Before that, we heard Pavement from the album Brighten the Corners. That was the song Shady Lane. Everybody wants one. And J versus S. Good stuff. A bunch of Pavement or Pavement rarities, unreleased stuff, like live sessions, some album, The Secret Files, something like that, came out this week. I haven't heard it, but it made me think of Brighten the Corners, and it's a good record. Yeah, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. On today's show, the usual. Mostly new stuff, mostly local and Canadian, and some stuff by bands that are playing in town this weekend. So there you have it. Going to start off with a band that I'm very excited about. To see. Haven't seen them yet. They were supposed to open for Australia's Dick Diver, but then that show got canceled. So I have yet to see Knife Pleats, Rose Melberg's new band, but I've heard great things, and they have a record coming out very soon. It's going to be coming out, let's see, what's the deal here? I think it's coming out later this... I wish I had clicked on this link before. It's loading slowly. It's coming out September 29th. It's called Hat Bark Beach, and you can pre-order it now if you like on Lost Sound Tapes and Records. And we've got one of the songs from that. It's called Terrible, but the song is anything but. Here is Knife Pleats from their new album, Hat Bark Beach. We'll be right back.
Get ready to dance, eat, and enjoy at the 15th Annual Latin Summer Festival. The festival takes place next to Trout Lake in John Henry Park on Sunday, August 16th. Free admission, parking available, but the SkyTrain is recommended. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.com.
Double crossing dames, two bit heels, cold blooded killers. That's right, the feverish, fatalistic world of film noir returns to the Cinematheque for another angst filled August. This year's season features 12 hard boiled classics, including The Blue Dahlia, Laura, Pickup on South Street, and DOA. Don't miss the opening night on Friday, August 7th, with live music, a special introduction, and screenings of favorites This Gun for Hire and Gilda. All ages welcome, 1131 Howe Street. For more info, visit thecinematheque.ca.
Oh,
All right, that was Montreal's Moss Lime. From their cassette, July 1st, that was the song Sacadouche. Shower bag, right? You want to be able to see your shower bag. It's problematic when you can't see your shower bag. Before that, we heard Sea Pony from Seattle from their new album, A Vision. That was the song Let Go. And at the top there, we heard Knife Pleats from their forthcoming album, Hat Bark Beach. That was the song Terrible. A local band that I have yet to see that I'm very excited about and can't wait to see is called TV Ugly. They, one of these super groups, if you will, featuring members of other bands all coming together. Ali from Supermoon, Dan from The Oz, Gal, I don't know where Gal's from, and then Rachel, I'm not sure where she's, what other band she plays in, but they are definitely members of other bands doing things, and they've come together for this particular band, TV Ugly, and they have some new tracks that they put up on their Bandcamp. So they have this collection called UCLA Yankee Cola. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like really good ham radio talk. Like, are you there, UCLA Yankee Cola? Roger Dodger, yes. So we're going to hear their song QC. Quality Control? Maybe. I don't know. Here is TV Ugly.
Yeah. I'm 6 or 7 and dreaming that I am a boy.
I emerged out of the water and went into the garden with a small silver hand between my thighs.
Later in the shower, I see a boy naked. He is contagious and I can feel mine. I was told not to stare then, but my eyes have never been larger. In and out of my body, my stare kept growing. From above, but I can't see who's holding them. It would be easy to think about submission, but I don't think it's
It's about submission. It's about holding and being held.
All right, that was Jenny Havall from her very good new album, Apocalypse Girl. That was the song Sabbath. Very nice. She's going to be in town Friday, August 28th, playing at the Biltmore. Should be a fun show. Before that, we heard Megabog from her album Gone Banana, out now on Couple Skate Records. That was the song Aurora 99, about the Aurora. I must be a Seattle reference. I don't get it exactly. The Highway 99 is the raised highway along the shoreline in Seattle that's going to get torn down pretty soon once they get the giant digger that they have underneath the Seattle unstuck. I think that's the plan. And Aurora is another street. I don't know, something I couldn't really figure it out. But there's a great video for that song where she's sort of floating around in karaoke bars. And yeah, it's good. She's going to be here in Vancouver from her new home in New York on Tuesday night, playing at Thor's Palace with Gal Grayson and a couple of other out-of-towners. So make your way down to Thor's at 13th and Kingsway on Tuesday night, because that'll be a lot of fun. And at the top, we heard TV Ugly from their new thing, UCLA Yankee Cola. And that was the song QC. And I knew they were playing, I just couldn't figure it out. And then I checked Facebook. And TV Ugly, you got to do better self-marketing. You don't even have your own shows listed. My gosh. They're going to be playing at the Railway as a part of a 6 or 7 band bill, also featuring Zen Mystery Fog and Village and Sleuth. So that's Friday night at the Railway Club. And one other show I wanted to mention, now that I'm mentioning all these shows, a reminder that Fake Tears is doing their album release this Saturday at the Lido, which is a great place to see a show. It's free. They have great drinks. And Ace Martin's is going to be opening up. So check that out on Saturday night. You got your Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, and Wednesday plans for you. There you go. They're free. Have them. All right. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. About half an hour left to the show. We're gonna cross the Salish Sea right now and do a mini scene report from Victoria. A lot of great bands coming out of Victoria these days. I'm going to start off with a band called Johnny Zithers. They have a new album out. It's called 27, I think. It's in Roman numerals. XXVII. That's 27, right? I think so. This is, I'm pretty sure this is Duncan from Slam Dunk's solo project called Johnny Zithers. So let's give a listen to the song Reactors, and then we're going to hear a few more Victoria bands after that. Here we go. We'll be right back. All right, that was John's from Victoria, from their tape from a couple of years back called Calm Shred 1. That was the song Give Her Time. A little bit of a makeout videotape vibe there. Not a bad thing. I like it. Just saying. Calm Shred, I don't know what that means. I was searching it up and I thought, is it a workout thing? But then I realized it was just all these websites that were like bodybuilding.com/shred. It's like shortcut to shred, nutrition shred, shred day. Nothing to do with fitness, I don't think. Anyhow, John's good band. They have another, they have a newer record out. Then they just put out a 7-inch as well. So look out for John's. Hopefully they'll come back to town soon. They were here in the spring, played at Horses Records. But, you know, come on back. Why not? Before that, we heard Painted Fruits from their album Fruit Salad. That was a song GRK. Before that, we heard Fountain from Fountain 2, the song Two Ugly Doves. I've never seen an ugly dove, but there we are. And then at the top, Johnny Zithers from the cassette 27. That was the song Reactor. Good stuff happening in Victoria. Keep it going. We're going to go across the country now to the largest country, or the largest city in Canada, the Six. Currently caught up in Blue Jay Fever. And we're going to hear a band called Century Palm. This is a new band featuring Paul Lawton from the Ketamines, Jesse Locke, who often writes for Weird Canada, and CITR's former president, Penny Clark. She's playing on the live lineup of this band, Century Palm. And so we're going to hear a song that they recorded for compilation put up by Afterburners Records. This is called Afterburners Volume 5, and this is the song Desire. Here we go.
Union Events presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Union Events and Straight Records. That's Epica and LVT with The Agonist. September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
Bam! Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Damn.
First you dig peanuts and you dig them. Then you crush them. Then you spread them. Peanut butter.
Damn.
Peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
All right, that was N213's group Vision with the song Onus and Time. What a banger. Love it. Very good. They played last night at the Hindenburg opening up for Freak Heat Waves, but didn't make it. Ugh. Anyhow, before that, we heard Century Bomb from the compilation Afterburners Volume 5. That was the song Desire. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. You can hear the podcast at chr.ca, and you can see the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.com. I got it worked out now. Just go to dunkinsdonuts.com, and you'll get to the blog. How exciting. Stay tuned. Permanent Rain Radio is up next, followed by Music for the Observant. A great afternoon of programming. Have a fun weekend. I'll see you next Thursday. Going to close out with Jeff Phelps. He's a weirdo Texan from the 80s, recorded this album in his bedroom, didn't really sell very much, kind of a weird backstory, but Tom Lab just reissued it, and it's very swell. My friend Rob Onzik was talking about it, and I had to give it a listen. Didn't disappoint. So we're going to hear the song On the Corner from the album Magnetic Eyes from 1985. This is Jeff Phelps, recently re-released on Germany's Tom Lab Records. Here we go.
That's all it seems. places, knowing just the best that life can offer. Forgetting that we're struggling over here. Getting that we're struggling over here.